I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Triple Crown season. The Preakness Stakes, 146 for the Preakness Stakes. Field of 10, going to go postward on Saturday. Mark Melusis with you, being joined right now by Mike Somich. Check him out, co-host of the Magic Mike Show on RacingDudes.com. And Mike is a fantastic handicapper coming off a Kentucky Derby, Mike, where you made yourself a little bit of money in the Derby a couple weeks back.
Yeah, that was a day, Mark. It was pretty incredible. I was able to hit the superfecta for a couple bucks, had a big-time daily double in the previous race right into the Medina Spirit, and was able to cash a $10 try as well. So it was quite the day for me on Derby Day there.
I would say that is a nice day, Mike. So hopefully we're just as profitable this weekend, you know, down at Pimlico for the Preakness Stakes. You know, what do you make, before we get your thoughts on the field here, Mike, what do you make of everything surrounding Medina Spirit, Bob Baffert, the positive test, the skin cream now that's being used, everything then, and all the speculation around Baffert and Medina Spirit after the Derby victory?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I mean, it's just not what we need in horse racing right now. And you look at it, and you know, either you're incompetent or you cheated in some way. And either way, you kind of end up at the same results here. The specific drug that was found can't be administered 14 days before race day. And Bob Baffert came out with a statement and said, "Hey, I put it on the horse to treat a rash 14 days in a row before race day." So it's a clear violation of the rules. It's unfortunate that we're going through this, but you know, it kind of is what it is at this point. And you know, if this is Bob Baffert's fourth Grade One violation in the last year, you got to be more careful if you're being caught for this stuff consistently.
Do you think it puts a black cloud over the race on Saturday, Mike?
I think for the casual fan, it definitely does. And I think for a lot of the bettors who are very into this, they're frustrated if you had Mandaloon, and I don't blame them, because this comes back and, you know, 21 picograms probably doesn't make a difference in the race, but it's still illegal to have any in your system. So it's an unfortunate situation all around.
All right, Mike, let's make some people some money. Let's talk about the Preakness first, then we'll get your thoughts on the Black Eyed Susan, anything else you like on the Friday and Saturday card at Pimlico. Let's talk about the Preakness first. Let's run through some of the, you know, the lower price horses, the favorites, and let's start talking about the 3 Medina Spirit, the Derby champ, 9-5 on the morning line for John Velasquez and Baffert, who's got 2 in this race. What do you make of Medina Spirit trying to make it 2 victories in a row after the Derby win?
Well, I had Medina Spirit, obviously, in the Derby, and I am looking forward to playing against Medina Spirit here in the Preakness. One of the stats I love is kind of the adjusted time based off of the feet traveled in these races. And Medina Spirit, when you adjust the time for how far Medina Spirit actually traveled in that race, ends up with the 5th fastest time. So Medina Spirit really just got an A-plus trip in the Kentucky Derby. Was able to get over to the rail, have everything his own way, and just be able to wire that field. And some of the better horses were stuck 3 wide, 4 wide, were bumped at the start, had some type of trouble. And so Medina Spirit really just got the best of it. Now we have 10 horses instead of 20. You're not going to have nearly as rough trips for the rest of the field. And Medina Spirit trip can't get any better. So at 9-5, I'm against Medina Spirit pretty heavily here. 12-1 was great last time. 9-5 is no value.
All right. How about the 10 concert tour? Mike Smith, Baffert, 5-2 on the morning line, Mike.
To me, this is one of the two that I'm focusing in on here. Concert Tour would have been either the favorite or second favorite in the Derby had he run better in the Arkansas Derby. That was one of those races where it just way too much pace up front before it was kind of caught into this speed duel with a horse named Cattle River, which couldn't really get the distance. This is a Gary Mary West homebred horse by Street Sense that should be able to get every bit of this 1 3/16 distance. And I really like the jockey switch. Joel Rosario, much better as a closer than on the lead. We're switching from Joel Rosario over to Mike Smith here. Mike Smith fits this horse's patterns better. I think you're going to see a much improved race from Concert Tour.
All right, how about the 5, Midnight Bourbon, who, Mike, everyone seems to believe the wise guy horse, right? Rallied to finish 6th, got a terrible trip in the Derby, you know, with Steve Asmussen, 5-1 on the morning line.
This is the other one that I'm kind of focusing in on the top spot. I mentioned those adjusted times. Midnight Bourbon was actually the 4th fastest time in the Derby when you adjust for feet traveled. And that's with that terrible trip, with being pinched at the start, with going 4 and 5 wide at each of those 2 turns. So I think Midnight Bourbon is going to run a much improved race here. He's just not as fast early as Medina Spirit or Concert Tour. So he's going to have to pass horses down the lane, which is something he's struggled with. That pushes me more toward the 10 Concert Tour than the 5 Midnight Bourbon, but I do think that it's going to be down to those 2 in the end.
All right, let me ask you about the 2 Chad Brown entries on Saturday, and that is being the 4 Crowded Trade, 10-1 on the morning line. Another one would be the 9 at Risk Taking, who's interesting, ran a terrible race in the wood, heavily favored in that race, 15-1 on the morning line, and Brown on Saturday skipped the Peter Pan at Belmont in order to point him toward the Preakness. What about those 2 for Chad Brown?
You know, it's tough for me with both of these. So you mentioned the fact he skips the Peter Pan. Running 3rd in the Preakness would get you a bigger purse money than winning the Peter Pan. So I think that's one of the main reasons he's trying to take a shot here. This also isn't the strongest Preakness field that we've seen. You got a good chance at an upset here if a horse really jumps up and runs well. All that being said, I mean, I look at that New York circuit and just nothing has come out of it. Bourbonic and Dynamic One ran 13th and 18th in the Derby. That's the horses that these Chad Brown horses have been competing against. I think that you're going to see the Brown horses take money on Saturday, and I think they're good horses to fade and try and keep off the board if you're playing tries or supers.
All right, what about some of the other horses that are double-digit prices? And we can get your thoughts. I mean, who do you think has the best chance of outrunning their odds when you look at the rest of the field, Mike?
I'm going to go to 6, Rombauer. This is a horse where, 16 of the last 21 Preakness winners have been in the Derby. So usually you're going to see the Preakness winner come from the Derby, but the last 6 years you've had a horse at 17+1 who didn't run in the Derby hit the try. Rombauer kind of fits that bill for me. This is a horse that you're getting 3rd off the layoff that has been pointed to the Preakness the entire time. So this is a horse who's been setting up for this race, not horses that are running after 2 weeks and kind of have been through some of the grind of that Kentucky Derby. So Rombauer's buyers have been improving. You had an 84 first time out, jumps up to an 88. I think you see another step up, and this horse was chasing essential quality and highly motivated last time we saw him at Keeneland. You also pick up Flavian Pratt, who's one of my favorite jockeys at either dirt or turf, and he's 12-1 on the morning line. I think he's got a very, very good shot at hitting the board here.
We're talking about the Preakness, which is Saturday down at Pimlico, post time right around 6:47 Eastern time. We're chatting with Mike Somich, co-host of the Magic Mike Show for RacingDudes.com, a tremendous handicapper at a very, very successful Kentucky Derby, and hopefully looking to have a big, successful Preakness on Saturday as well. Mike, are there any horses in this field that, for you, that you will not be using at all, that are automatic cross-offs?
There's 2 for me. 1 is Ram on the inside. The other is kind of one of those wise guy horses, like you mentioned. The 2, Keep Me In Mind. I just haven't seen any race from Keep Me In Mind that puts him into the top 3 or the top 4. And because of that, I think you're going to see some money on him. He was closing in the Derby. You were starting to get some buzz around him here earlier in the week. I just don't see Keep Me In Mind hitting the board. I think he's one you can leave off and be able to play other prices underneath. You know, the other horse that's interesting to me is France Go to Ina. This is a Japanese horse that flew over to Dubai, raced in the UAE Derby, didn't run that well, but had a terrible break, was off slow. And if you go and watch the replays from his Japan races, he's always close to the pace and has just a devastating turn of foot late. I think he's awfully interesting with Joel Rosario as well. So I'm going to be using him underneath in tries and supers too. That's the 7, France Go to Ina, who's 20-1 on the morning line.
All right, what I want to get your thoughts before we get how you're going to play this race on Saturday, Mike, and that is the 8, Unbridled Honor. What do you make of him at 15-1, the big strapping son of Honor Code?
I've gone back and forth on Unbridled Honor. Right now I'm not going to use him. He ran well last time out in the Lexington chasing King Fury home, but that was an absolute pace meltdown. King Fury and Unbridled Honor were last and second to last on the backstretch. They went 45-4 for an opening half mile over a sloppy track that speed was not holding well at all that day. I think that race is extremely flattering for the horses that came from way back, but I don't think it's as strong on paper as it actually was on the racetrack.
All right, Mike, you know, the disappointing aspect is we all look at the Derby, right? And the Derby is, I know there was only 19 this year, but traditionally it's 20, right? You've got great betting odds. You've got unbelievable markets. There's kind of value that you can find. And You know, it's unbelievable. The Preakness, you have a kind of a little bit of a step back. The field is not as deep, right? Contention, win contention does not run as deep as well. So, you know, what's the way that you're going to attack this race on Saturday? And coming off a very profitable Derby, how are you going to make some money, or how are you going to look to make some money in putting together your tickets?
Well, I'm going to play a daily double into this race. I like turf races quite a bit. In the previous race, the Dinner Party, the 12th of Pimlico on Saturday, you have a horse named English B. It's the two horse. It's the son of English Channel. This is going to be the first start as a five-year-old. The horse needs pace to close into. The horse is owned by Calumet Farm, who happened to enter another horse who I believe is kind of a rabbit in this situation, a horse that's going to press the pace. So I think English B is going to get a great setup. You get Joel Rosario, who's great on closers, like I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
You get 8-1 morning line. So I'm going to put English B, the two horse, in the front of the daily double, and I'm going to play that into the five Midnight Bourbon and the 10 Concert Tour, and kind of start out that way. See if we can get a big price home early to kind of add value to the Preakness runners and leave out Medina Spirit as the favorite. And then I'm going to play a super where I'm going to put the 10. Over the five, so 10 in first spot with the five in the second spot, and then 3, 6, and 7 in the third and fourth spot. So that essentially would cost you for $5, $30, and that's a way to try and really juice out the payoffs. But you need that 10-5 cold exacta to be able to get it done.
All right, would you back that up and play a 10-5 cold exacta? Are you going to be playing Concert Tour and or Midnight Bourbon to win, Mike, or no?
I am probably going to be playing. I have some future bets where I have Concert Tour in the top two and the top three at plus money. I think those were pretty
nice.
Strong. You can find those on some books. I feel like the best way to back it up is actually play a try and play 5-10 with 5-10-6-7 with 5-10-6-7, and you try and run Medina Spirit out of there, and you have both the 6, Ron Bauer, and the 7, France Go to Ina, at big time prices. So if they have to end up running second and third, you're going to see this try absolutely balloon.
Mike Somich joining us, Racing Dudes. He's a fantastic handicapper. Talking about the Preakness 146 on Saturday. Check him out, co-host of the Magic Mike Show for RacingDudes.com. Mike, before we get your thoughts, I want to ask you about the Black Eyed Susan today down at Pimlico and your pick for that race. How exactly do you celebrate your big Derby win? Like when you're cashing out for what you cashed out for, which is a lot of money on a couple weeks ago, how do you celebrate that night? Do you go out to dinner? Is it calm, cool, collected? How do you celebrate that win?
Well, that was quite the experience. We actually had 20 sandwiches over at my house because my nephew's first communion was on Friday. So I was sitting there in the middle of the couch with 20 of my family members around who didn't realize exactly what was on the line here for me. And I'd done a bunch of media and given out Medina Spirit left, right, and center. So it was pretty exciting to see Medina Spirit come home and then to actually hit that superfecta. We actually just walked out onto the deck, and my wife goes, "It looks like we need a new deck." So we're getting a new deck now. That's kind of where that one went.
Happy wife, happy life, Mike. You know that the deal. And now you can get whatever deck you want, right? So now whatever she wants.
Yeah, we're getting a fire pit now. We're upgrading.
Very nice. All right, Mike, what's your thoughts today here on the Black Eyed Susan? It's a really good 2 days down at Pimlico, the racing, you know, in and around a Triple Crown race. We saw it at Churchill Downs. We'll see it 3 weeks from now out at Belmont Park. I mean, Belmont Stakes Day, that card is utterly ridiculous. But what do you make of the Black Eyed Susan? Do you have a pick later on this afternoon?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to go to a price in the Black Eyed Susan. I like the six horse Ace Latte out of the Todd Pletcher barn. You get Luis Saez up, who rode this horse two back to a victory. It's a step up in class here for Ace Latte, but I think you have a significant pace advantage going a mile and an eighth. There's no one else that really wants to be out on the lead. I think Saez sends Ace Latte, and you know the big challenge here is going to come from the 10 horse Beautiful Gift out of the Bob Baffert barn. That horse wants to stalk and has shown the tendency to not want to pass. And that's kind of the perfect horse you want to face if you are a lone speed horse. So the 6 Ace Latte at a little bit of a price, I think, is very interesting in the Black Eyed Susan.
All right, so you got Ace Latte, you got English B in the 12th Saturday at Pimlico, and then in the Preakness Stakes, you like Midnight Bourbon and also Concert Tour. Hey, Mike, tremendous job. Love your stuff on RacingDudes.com. I really do. You're a really talented handicapper, and thanks for joining me and breaking down the Preakness, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mark. Happy to do it anytime.
You got it. Mike Somich, co-host of the Magic Mike Show for RacingDudes.com. winners galore. I mean, Mike is a fantastic handicapper. He really is. Check him out at racingdudes.com. Had a really successful Kentucky Derby. Looking to back that up with a pretty and a really successful Preakness. So there you have it. Mike's picks for the Preakness on Saturday. He's going with Concert Tour and also Midnight Bourbon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.